Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Big Six Podcast, CBS Sports Daily NFL Podcast. I'm Will Brinson. I'm your host. It is Wednesday, February the 2nd. And we have yet another emergency podcast because an NFL head coach has been hired. Sort of. Technically, we have a Josh McDaniels potential situation on our hands. Joined here to break down the Kevin O'Connell hiring by the Vikings. The one, the only, Debo with Reggie White in the background. Allen Iverson. Isn't that Iverson? Did we determine that? Is that right? Is it Iverson?
Allen Iverson.
I can't see the number. Who's 98? Oh, no, it's Jordan. That's right. It's Jordan in Utah.
Jordan Chaz. Yeah.
I just always see the finals hat, and I keep thinking you would be wearing Iverson. But
right. You would think. Question for you. Month of January just ended. How many, compiling the stats, great month for pick six. How many emergency podcasts do you think we did in the month of January?
Just emergency or live podcast?
Emergencies. We threw the siren on it. That qualifies as an emergency.
12.
13 times.
Oh, pretty good.
We went up. We did this. And this is already the second one of February after Tom Brady yesterday.
This is our second Tom Brady. We had one January, one February Tom Brady as well. Yeah, I mean, look, we're going to have a few more. Presumably, we will be recording podcast. We won't be live from the Super Bowl set, right? For the podcast.
Not for the podcast version, but you will be live on CBS Sports HQ.
That's right.
Every day at 4 p.m. Eastern. It'll be 1 p.m. local time for you out in Los Angeles.
That makes more sense now. Right. I was like, why are we going at 1 p.m.?
Monday through Friday, these guys get their own hour, and we will have additional podcasts as well.
That's right. So if you are a Pick Six podcast listener, and we'll mention it leading up to it, we will be live on CBS Sports HQ. You guys, Pick Six podcast listeners, always do a great job of showing up and showing out when we're doing these live shows. We will have an hour from 4 p.m. Eastern to 5 p.m. Eastern. So make sure and set your reminder or set your calendar or whatever you want to do. It'll be 1 p.m. our time. We'll be breaking down all the latest news and notes. Be plenty of stuff to talk about. Presumably, we'll have guests, but the way that Radio Row has changed since COVID, TBD. Happy to be back at the Super Bowl for the first time.
Carr Brothers, I think, are stopping by. I think that's
who?
The Carr Brothers.
Oh. I was like, wait, what? I was like, these are the Harbaughs.
Not the Harbaughs, but good segue.
Yeah. So Jim Harbaugh, not leaving Michigan for the Minnesota Vikings. He interviewed with Minnesota. It was believed and reported by 247 Sports. Oh, no, excuse me, by 3UP.
On 3.com.
Not 247 Sports. I apologize.
Not.
247 did not report that Harbaugh was leaving. On3.com reported Harbaugh was going to take the Minnesota Vikings job, had told people goodbye and thank you and all this. And he ends up
today being National Signing Day, of course.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, like the idea that Harbaugh, and for the record, they hired Kevin O'Connell. It was bizarre, the idea that Harbaugh would leave Michigan on National Signing Day to interview with the Minnesota Vikings. When somebody does that as a college coach, you tend to think he's gone. Like, that's sort of the trump card, is like, all right. I mean, and I get that you don't technically have to be present on National Signing Day. A lot of it is for these coaches, like most of it is administrative, I think. And then for the coaches, it's interviewing and talking to the media about your great recruiting class and all that. I mean, there's not.
And especially since they instituted the early signing day, which kind of takes is top dog at this point over the February date.
Right. So Harbaugh, and as the Lemon Meteor ask in chat, we're about to get to that. Harbaugh did not actually, we're on YouTube, youtube.com/pick6. You can hit subscribe. Hit the bang the alert button, and you can see the Lemon Meteor's comment below. If you're watching, you get alerts when we go live. The Harbaugh, apparently, according to Tom Pelissero of NFL Media, never got an offer from the Vikings, which is pretty insane considering that, again, the head coach of the Michigan Wolverines, who had floated rumors that he was ready to come back to the NFL, who was, you know, connected to the Raiders job, connected tangentially to the Dolphins job, but Stephen Ross, the owner, who's now being sued by Brian Flores, or at least the Dolphins are, said that he would not be the guy to take him out of Michigan, and then also connected to the Vikings job. It was believed that Harbaugh, if he got an offer, you know, he was going to take the Vikings job. So without, you know, full due respect to Kevin O'Connell, not to talk about Harbaugh, but I mean, like, I think that's the kind of the more interesting aspect of it, right, Debo?
That's where it's interesting. If you're a Vikings fan, I think there's this building belief throughout last night and this morning that you're going to have this, we could definitely call him a splash hire with Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah.
The biggest name to potentially hit the market in years. And he's coming to Minnesota, a team that perennially has underachieved for the past few seasons. No reason that that team should have finished 8-9 this year and not made the playoffs. You think you're landing this guy that just, you know, got Michigan to the college football playoff, and the NFL is a whole different story, but made three straight conference championship games. I don't want to say settling.
He went 13-3 in his first year.
44-19 in four seasons with the 49ers, 61-24 at Michigan. This guy is a good coach. So I don't want to say Kevin O'Connell is settling, but Vikings fans have to feel at least a little bit that way right now.
But then why didn't the Vikings offer him the job?
Yeah, I'm talking from the perspective of the fans. Obviously, new GM, yeah. Kwesi Adofo-Mensah.
But who worked with Harbaugh in San Francisco.
Yep.
You know, I'm glancing over. It's because NC State's playing Syracuse. I don't know why I'm bothering to look at this crap. It's NC State playing Syracuse. Yeah, he worked with the GM in San Francisco, so they know each other. Let me ask you this. Do you give any credence to the insane rumor that is out there in NFL circles that the whole Vikings interview process with Jim Harbaugh was nothing more, I don't know if it's a smokescreen or somebody called it the best phrase. It was laundering money. They were laundering. The Dolphins were laundering Jim Harbaugh through the Vikings. So that way, with Jim Harbaugh having interest in the Vikings, Stephen Ross could say, I told you I wouldn't be the guy to take him out of Michigan, but somebody else tried to. Now I'm going to do it. And then right as this is all unfolding, Brian Flores sues Stephen Ross. The Dolphins haven't interviewed anyone, by the way, I don't think. Like, have they talked to anybody about this head coaching job?
I think I saw today Mike McDaniel, right?
Oh, that's right. McDaniel and somebody else is a finalist. That's right. They've interviewed McDaniel twice. Don't do that, McDaniel. And so now you can't hire Harbaugh, or Harbaugh doesn't want to come down there because who knows what's going to happen to this team. Like, Stephen Ross might, you know, he's not going to take that job if he thinks they're going to lose multiple first round picks. Stephen Ross is going to be forced to sell, et cetera, et cetera. It's you go back to Michigan where you've built a pretty good spot. So, I mean, like, do you give any credence to that whatsoever?
I'll give some credence. Okay. I like conspiracies. I like kind of where that's headed. And when we talked about Stephen Ross making that statement about a month ago, I thought, and I said at the time, I think it was fine for him to make that statement. But what if Harbaugh wanted to pursue the Dolphins? He said, I'm not going to pull Jim Harbaugh out of Michigan. But what if Harbaugh just wanted the opportunity and it wasn't pulling him or extracting him out of Ann Arbor at all? So interested to see kind of why the Vikings play a role in that. But interesting to note as well, you know, the reported 9-hour interview with Giants defensive coordinator Patrick Graham on Tuesday.
Yeah, and the Vikings were catching a lot of flack on social media, and not that that's worth anything per se, but from NFL writers. I mean, I know Mike Silver pointed it out. It's like, look, you know, the rumor came out. It was like Harbaugh is going to Michigan. And I mean, PFT had written about it. And then an hour later, the Vikings tweet out, we've completed our second interview with Patrick Graham, who is the black defensive coordinator for the Giants. And it looked like one of those, like, oh my God, did you really on today of all days just manage to make people think you were hiring Harbaugh and then have this happen? I don't think that played a role in it. And as it turns out, if he didn't get an offer, I mean, it's probably more like it was just bad info from on3.com or whatever that screwed the pooch there.
So right? Why is Kevin O'Connell a more attractive candidate to the Vikings than Jim Harbaugh?
Well, I would say you look at Kevin O'Connell, former Tom Brady backup, drafted in the third round, I believe. Only threw he was 4 of 6 in his NFL career with the Patriots. 23 yards, 1 first down. Not too bad. Yeah, drafted in the third round, 94th overall, the 2008 NFL draft. Born in Knoxville, went to San Diego State, and eventually would bounce around the league. Basically, he's a journeyman, never got any run as a starting quarterback, but considered a very cerebral, smart guy. Goes to, didn't actually cross paths with Sean McVay in Washington, but ended up in Washington from 2017 to 2018, where he was the quarterback's coach for one Kirby Cousins. So there's some familiarity there. After he was in Washington, he was in Washington for 3 years, 2 as the quarterback's coach. And then in 2019 became the OC in Washington. And then in 2020 was hired as the Rams OC. Now you could make a O'Connell thing. You can make a Jared Goff versus Matthew Stafford thing, but the offense took a huge leap forward this year from the 2020 numbers. And now we'll be going to work with Kirk Cousins. I saw Albert Breer tweet out that he'd heard from people in Washington that they called O'Connell a taller McVay.
And taller McVay? How tall? 6'5".
I mean, he played quarterback in the NFL. Sean McVay's like shorter than me. Are you sure about that? Sean McVay's pretty short, man.
Let's see. Shorter than 5'7"?
5'9", you asshole. They don't list Sean McVay's height.
I did want to note just real quick, kind of scanning the resumes, the potential crossover. In 2016, O'Connell was listed as a special projects coach, coordinator, helper, advisor for the 49ers.
Yep.
Where Adolfo Mensah was as well as the manager of football research and development.
Yeah. So there was, when you look at those two guys, Harbaugh and O'Connell, it was clearly some experience working together in terms of that 2000, in terms of those San Francisco seasons. And I think the thing with O'Connell is where, a couple of years ago, there was flack for people if you say, oh, you're hiring a friend of Sean McVay. Like the Cardinals put Cliff Kingsbury is a close friend with Sean McVay in their press release, which is just utterly humiliating. Well, the thing about O'Connell is now he's being hired as McVay's offensive coordinator. When we have Zach Taylor, a former Sean McVay disciple who was in that coaching cycle in 2019, was it? And also Sean McVay, who was hired in 2017, both in the Super Bowl playing against each other. Kingsbury went to the playoffs. The Cardinals look good. So I can kind of see how
should this be in the hot seat.
Yeah. You're a hot, you're a hot item again.
No, I was making a Kingsbury joke, but yeah, I mean, last year, Zach Taylor, considered a bust in large parts and, could have been fired after a year or two. Breach didn't want to go there, but I think other people were suggesting it. So the official Sean McVay tree at this point is Zach Taylor, Matt LaFleur, Brandon Staley, correct? And now Kevin O'Connell.
Is that it? Is there not one more?
It feels like it, just how people were, like you said, tangentially attached to him. Kingsbury.
Yeah, because I don't think Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, I said LaFleur.
Oh, you said LaFleur. Sorry, I didn't hear LaFleur. I think that's it, right? It's Zach Taylor, LaFleur, Staley, technically Jed Fish, who you could add, but now with Kevin O'Connell. So, I mean, really, it's not like that many people who have been hired.
Feels like a lot more.
Yeah.
The way that we talk about it, the narrative around the McVay tree and the friend of McVay.
I mean, the Kingsbury thing was just ridiculous because it was like, he once had coffee with Cliff King or with Sean McVay on a Saturday afternoon in New Orleans. It's like, what?
Don't put it in a press release.
Yeah, it was a bad look. And they got roasted for it, as they should have. But yeah, I mean, O'Connell fits the mold for young offensive coordinator, bright mind, has worked with the quarterback before, which is going to make life easier in 2022 when you're trying to win now. Certainly, there's going to be some talk about another middle-aged white guy being hired.
As there should be.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, for sure. I mean, it's a concern that there's, you know, one black head coach in the league and just three, you know, minority coaches in the league.
Where you look at the Rams staff and Raheem Morris, just as deserving for a coaching hire. You know, people thought when he was the intern with the Falcons that he could have spun that into a full-time gig. Goes to the Rams. They're a better defense than they were in previous years. Obviously, they made a couple of additions, but he's right in that spot. So Raheem Morris getting some looks, but O'Connell the one that gets hired.
Yeah, it is certainly that comparison, that direct comparison you're making will come up. I would point out, I mean, I would say that, so let's see, who are the guys that we've had hired? I just feel like there have been like
Daniel Hackett, Matt Eberflus.
Yeah. Yeah. So Ryan Poles and Kadiffe, the Vikings GM, both are black GMs. And I'm not saying that justifies whatever, you know, the hirings of five middle-aged white guys, but I do think it is sort of being left out of the conversation when we talk about it, that, you know, there have been several general managers, minority general managers hired in the cycle, which is a good thing because those are the people who are in charge of the hiring, you know? No?
Yeah. If they are they, you know, in your mind, like the ownership, how much do they kind of
I think it's hard to say. The reports are that Ryan Poles basically said, I don't care about your other candidates. I'm hiring Matt Eberflus. We don't know about the Minnesota situation just because it just sort of happened. Like, we're not going to get a press conference till after the Super Bowl. No. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, how does it fit with the Vikings? And what does it mean for the Rams? Next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So, Kevin O'Connell leaving. I think when you look at what the Vikings have on their roster, that O'Connell's a pretty good fit given, like, let's assume that he can run a Sean McVay-style offense, right, where it's run heavy. You know, you work a lot of these play-action concepts. Kirk Cousins is a great play-action passer. I think Kirk Cousins has been in a Sean McVay offense and Kyle Shanahan offense, and he's been very good with it. So
he got the bag in Minnesota.
Right. So if you think that Kevin O'Connell can come in and run this offense that Kirk Cousins will be familiar with, like, this is a good hire for Kirk Cousins, I think. He should have a very good season next year. That offensive line should be happy. Dalvin Cook can be a monster in this offense. And Justin Jefferson and Adam Thielen, I mean, I don't think that much changes. You know, Clint Kubiak was the offensive coordinator before, and I mean, different schemes, but very play action based, you know, a lot of bootlegs, more motion in this sort of offense. But I think it sets up really well for this Vikings offense. The defense is a whole different story.
Right. And when I'm not attached at the hip to Brinson, I produce a podcast called All Things Covered, featuring a guy that played for the Vikings this year in Patrick Peterson. And for the past month, he's been adamant that he thinks the Vikings were going to go to the offensive side of the ball to hire their next head coach after 8 years of Mike Zimmer and Leslie Frazier before that. It just felt inside that building like it was time for them to go to offense, because with all those pieces in place and kind of decent to really good individual seasons for Kirk Cousins, Justin Jefferson established himself as a top three receiver. Yeah. Dalvin Cook, when healthy, remains a top three running back in the NFL. Offensive line is growing. Drafted Christian Darrisaw in the first round last year.
I think it's a line that could improve.
Middle of the pack offensive line with some pieces there. There's no reason that offense should have been as stagnant as it was at times. The defense went through injuries and went through issues as well. So not to blame it all on the defense or offense, but it's clear that this organization, I think, was positioning themselves to hire an offensive coach to get the most out of your stars and your playmakers.
Passionate Vikings fan. Keep going.
I rooted for this team. I watched all 17 games. I thought that at one, they were a better team than the Eagles. I watched both those teams all season long. It's just they were respectfully the dumbest team in the NFL. You know, so many one-score games that went the wrong way. Starting in week one against a team that's in the Super Bowl now, they should have beat the Bengals. Had a chance against the other Super Bowl team, the Rams. Just a very, I don't know, frustrating team. And I understand kind of the frustration as a Vikings fan base and kind of tapping into that a little bit. But it's Kirk Cousins and his future. You know, you are probably guaranteed this season. I don't think at this point.
100% guaranteed this season now.
100% guaranteed.
His contract is huge, and they just hired a guy who's worked with him before as their new head coach. It would be shocking if they traded him. So
you're right. I did say last year, and I was very wrong, when the Eagles hired Nick Sirianni, coming from Frank Reich, I thought he was being brought in, being under Reich, to work with Carson Wentz.
True.
2 weeks later, they trade him to the team that they brought the coach in from. So I don't want to put anything past what the Vikings could do, but it seems like Kirk is in place for next year. But a lot has to happen, and they have to see a lot from this offense in O'Connell next year for, I think, Kirk to remain beyond that. Drafted Kellen Mond in the third round last year. Mike Zimmer wanted to stay as far away as possible from him in the latter stages of the season. Yeah. What did he say? Not particularly.
Like, do you want to see Kellen Mond out there next week? Not particularly.
Right.
I think that one of the things too is if you're a Vikings, if you're running the Vikings, right, you're in the front office, you're in ownership, and you're having these conversations about what are we going to do about quarterback? Well, you look at it and you say, okay, we do have a top, an average, above average quarterback, right? I mean, Cousins is above average.
Top 14, top 12,
yeah. Top 15.
Not cracking the top 10, but yeah.
He's not the median level quarterback, but he's definitely right a little bit above average. And he can put up some big numbers when he's unleashed in a good offensive system. I do think Mike Zimmer and the way that they wanted to operate held Kirk Cousins back from putting up stats earlier in games, and that it ended up being just this dysfunctional Cousins chunks it all around late and they can be explosive, but should have done it earlier in the game type of situation. You also have to look at the quarterback market in the draft class. Now, maybe somebody falls in your lap and you can draft them as an insurance plan after 2022 with Cousins. Or maybe you say, you know, this isn't the spot for us. We have other needs. We're going to go with Kirk Cousins. We're going to see, let the season play out. And then you just draft somebody in 2023 and you sort of try to do a hard reboot. And look, we don't know what Aaron Rodgers is doing. If Aaron Rodgers is traded this offseason or retires, the Vikings immediately become the best team in that division by a pretty significant margin, in my opinion.
Hmm.
I mean,
yes, but I don't know how significant. I mean, yeah, you're going to a quarterback that's made one career start with Jordan Love, right, against Kansas City.
Well, I mean, I think that if you are, you have to have a pretty good handle on a projection of either Jordan Love or Justin Fields to be able to.
Right, I'm not considering the Bears.
Right, yeah. And then so I mean, I that's what I'm saying. If you're looking at, all right, let's say that Rodgers is traded. Let's say Rodgers is traded and Jordan Love starting week one, and so is Justin Fields, Kirk Cousins, and Jared Goff. I think the Vikings would be.
I got a number.
-165 for the division. Okay. What'd you have?
Mine was -150.
Okay. Yeah. I mean,
Packers around like +130, +140.
I think the Bears might be higher, but sure. Yeah. I mean, one.
Really?
I mean, who knows? Jordan Love's a total wild card, man. And they're $70 million out of the cap. They might be rebooting. Obviously, if Aaron Rodgers is the starting quarterback, this doesn't apply. But yeah, I think
six games better. I know Aaron Rodgers, MVP, back-to-back MVP, but six games better than anybody else in the division this year. That's crazy.
It's crazy. The Vikings should be more stable with somebody running it offensively. Like, I mean, don't you agree that the way that they did it was, we're going to play defense and pound Dalvin Cook. And it's like, your defense isn't pretty good.
And I think that worked for the Vikings for a while. And I think for the most part, people enjoyed Mike Zimmer's tenure. It just got to the point where there wasn't enough playoff success, 3 playoff appearances in 8 years. They had the magical 2017 season that ended at the hands of the Philadelphia Eagles, 38-7. But it was time to move on and kind of get more out of this group. And talking about the draft, they have the 12th pick in the draft, which is right in that range of quarterbacks, because we're not going to see a top three, top five quarterback more than likely, but it's right in that range of Malik Willis, Kenny Pickett, Matt Corral.
And Malik Willis, by the way, lighting up the Senior Bowl, apparently, so far. Be curious to see what that does with his draft stock. So, yeah, I mean, I don't think it's insane to suggest that Sam Howell would be the type of quarterback that would be a good fit in a...
Got to call Wilson in.
I know.
He hates Sam Howell.
I know. I'm just saying, I don't think it would be weird if Sam Howell fit that sort of... Like, you could see him being in a Kirk Cousins-style system where... Because he's very athletic, very good with his legs. The problem for Sam Howell is he's gonna get crushed if he tries to run like he did at Chapel Hill. I mean, he ran like he was Josh Allen, and he's like me.
He's Baker.
Yeah, that's right. He's running like Baker. He's Baker running like Josh Allen in college. Just this ain't gonna work.
But with that 12th pick, knowing that there's some holes to fill, and you want to give maybe Kirk Cousins the best chance to succeed and prove that he can be around beyond 2022, are you spending that on defense or another back-to-back offensive line first round picks? Are you really, you know,
probably,
taking that stab
defense at defense with what the Vikings have? But I think a lot depends on. It's hard to say. I would guess defense. I think we have to look and see how the board kind of falls.
Yeah, I can't see a quarterback this unless they're really sold on someone. Especially, you know, they spent 66 overall on Mond last year. It's, I don't see it.
I don't think you take a quarterback at 12. I think you wait and see what goes on with the offseason and then make a decision. Yeah, so Harbaugh out. That's very disappointing. I was very, very.
You wanted him back in the league, right?
Oh, yeah. I wanted him in a purple pullover, and he would alternate between the purple and then like the black with the Viking on it. You know,
the two purple teams in the NFL could have had Harbaugh brothers representing them.
Oh, that would have been fun. John Harbaugh doesn't wear much purple. So maybe Jim would have just gone black. Yeah. Yeah. He would have not gone purple. He would have gone black with the Zimmer, because Zimmer always wore the black pullover with the Vikings logo on it. But he would have had the khakis and the whistle and the, oh God, man, I loved Harbaugh.
I didn't know you paid this close attention to the swag of the coaches.
Oh, Harbaugh? Dude. I mean,
That's having it. The khakis and the black and the whistle.
Yeah, I paid into what coaches wear. But I mean, like Harbaugh was, so, I mean, I started at CBS in 2010, and Harbaugh's first year was it 2011? It might have been 2011.
2011.
Yeah. I mean, that was like I remember where I was when I was blogging about Jim Schwartz and Jim Harbaugh getting into it at midfield at the 50-yard line at Ford Field in a post-game handshake situation. And you're just like, yes, give it to me. Shoot it in my veins. That's what I wanted from Jim Harbaugh back in the league, but it was not.
And now, you know, seems pretty committed. And I think told you know, the higher ups at Michigan that this isn't going to be a yearly occurrence after kind of he dipped his toes in the water this year. 58 years old, I believe. I don't know if we get Harbaugh back in the NFL.
This is the longest he's ever coached anywhere in his life. He can't be there forever.
You don't buy it?
No, I don't buy it. At some point, he comes out.
Everybody was convinced he beat Ohio State one time. That's all he needed to leave Michigan. But
well, I mean, the
I don't know. It's all about the offer, too. Like you said, the offer wasn't there.
But the idea for Harbaugh, but again, it could have been the Dolphins and then the Brian Flores thing, you know, screwed it up. The idea with Harbaugh, I thought, was okay, this guy's, you know, he was on the hot seat a year ago in Michigan, comes through, beats Ohio State, gets in the college football playoff. If he left, no Michigan fan would be angry at him. They'd be upset. They'd be sad he left, but they wouldn't be angry at him. And he could, you know, everyone would say he left the program in a better place. Jim did the right, you know, came in and built it back up and built it, turned it into one of the blue chip programs again, blah, 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 blah. And he could get, it was sort of like Urban Meyer taking the Notre Dame job. If he from Jacksonville, you would have been like, well, you're a coward, but I do understand why you're leaving.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. And something,
yeah.
Go ahead.
You're like, all right, look, you know, you got an opportunity to go back to the NFL. It's where you want to win a Super Bowl. You think you can. You left Michigan in a better place, blah, 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 blah. I would have been fine with it. But
yeah, something that Pat and BMAC brought up on All Things Covered, go download, subscribe right now, was just, you know, the fit for the organization. And he feels like he could have been a fit with the Bears. They had their opening, but born in Ohio, went to school in Michigan, spent a lot of his life and childhood in Michigan.
So Pat P and BMAC are talking about this coaching situation in Minnesota.
Yeah, they were talking about it on Tuesday's episode. Check it out, youtube.com/allthingscovered. You know, Pat was very keen on Todd Bowles, his former defensive coordinator in Arizona. Thinks he really deserves a second chance after the Jets. That's easy enough to say.
He had 9 games with the Jets 1 year. And Mike McCagney was a terrible GM. Bowles, I was looking at that last night. Maybe it was today. I was just looking up sort of like the pattern of each of these coaching seasons. Like, you know, what, like legitimately, like, cause it, like what minorities are hired? Because at one point, just, you know, 3 or 4 years ago, we were at eight, I think it was topped out at 8 2 years in a row, minority coaches in the NFL, which is, I mean, it hadn't been down to 1 since 1990 or something like that.
No, I mean,
maybe black coaches, whatever. But the point being is I'd forgotten that Bowles was hired in like 2011, which is wild.
It's a long time ago.
Yeah. And he got 4 or 5 years, maybe 4 years of the Jets. And they liked him, and he looks like he was winning, but McCagnan just screwed up the draft too much.
Right. And I mean, to go back, that's an issue with black coaches getting second chances and having shorter leashes than other coaches. And we're coming up on the 15-year anniversary of the first time a black coach coached in the Super Bowl, February 4th, 2007, Doug Williams, first quarterback, Lovie Smith versus Tony Dungy. It just happened that two of them were
in the first time.
Super Bowl 41. That year in 2006, there were 7 black head coaches in the NFL, and right now we're positioned with 1. We had you want to play a little trivia? Dungy,
Lovie Smith. Lovie. All right, hold on.
I think I got these in my head.
2006.
Two of them were fired after the season.
Okay. 2006. I mean, I'd have to walk through. Was it Art Shell's one?
Art Shell was one.
Okay. I'm walking through the different divisions. Herm Edwards probably won.
Herm Edwards.
Okay. That's 4. It's pretty, I'm surprised I got 2 that quickly.
3 away.
It's just 3 more. I keep coming back to Jim Caldwell, and he wasn't because he was with Tony Dungy. This terrible
is this podcasting. I'm gonna guide you along. Coached the team in the Super Bowl for a very long time.
Oh, Marvin Lewis. Jeez Louise, what a whiff.
Marvin Lewis.
So that's Romeo 5.
Romeo Crennel.
And there's one more?
There's one more. No, Mike Tomlin was hired a week before the Super Bowl. So I'm talking 2006 season.
But Tomlin's first was 2007. Okay. So Ravens got one, Bengals, Browns. We got Cornell. And so what about the NFC West? Oh, Mike Singletary. No. Wait, I got the
division. Denny Green. What? The Vikings tie, but he was coaching the Cardinals at the time. Dennis Green.
Oh, Denny Green. Okay. All right.
So just to go back to it, it kind of shows the steps backward since 2006, 2007, seven black head coaches, and now down to one as we kind of come full circle within this conversation.
Yep. All right.
What about the Rams? I mean, how they move on.
Hakeem Dervish asked on CBS Sports HQ when I was on there about if I thought this negatively impacted the Rams. And I do agree that I don't like, as someone who's picking the Rams, I don't like it. I'd prefer it not to be a thing, but I'll say this. For the purpose of my financial benefit with the Rams, I would rather it be Kevin O'Connell getting the job than Raheem Morris, because I think Sean McVay has such a hand on the offense that it benefits having your offensive coordinator take that job is not as big a problem as it would be if your defensive coordinator took that job and suddenly you don't know what is you can't pick up the slack for any sort of distraction from, and it's a natural distraction. You know, if I was doing this podcast every day and somebody was like, and CBS was like, you're launching a golf podcast too. It starts in 2 weeks. Like I'd be doing work. You know, I mean, just anytime you're doing some other kind of job, it takes away from your first job. Like you're not.
I buy that completely. Are there examples that come to mind of coaches that have kind of taken the job before they're eliminated from the playoffs where we've seen negative results?
Kyle Shanahan. I mean, they had a great game plan early and then.
It's a great freaking example.
Yeah. The other one would be.
I feel like maybe in.
Josh McDaniels did it with when he took the Colts job, but was that after the Eagles? Oh, I got one for you.
You got one.
Oh yeah. I got a good one for you. Matt Patricia. Didn't he take the Lions job after he gave up a billion points to Nick Foles and the Eagles in the Super Bowl?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. They had a good defense all year long.
And
Shout out Detroit for Hook. I mean, they got absolutely carved by, isn't that right?
Shout out Stoney for making that hire.
Oh yeah. Old Stoney. Yeah. Good shout by you. Yeah. So he was 2017. Let me see let's see, 2017 Patriots. What are the Patriots ranked? I mean, I feel like they were better offensively than defensively in 2017.
Yeah, and to be fair,
that game was a shootout. 50 points allowed. And Nick Foles lit them up after Matt Patricia was hired by the Detroit Lions. Do you think Matt Patricia was distracted?
Good point.
Did Josh McDaniels leave after – didn't he leave after 2018?
No, that was – because that was – the Colts hired Frank Reich instead, which was right after the Eagles Super Bowl. So that was 2017 as well.
Okay. And so you can't really pin that on McDaniels. I mean, they scored
33. Brady threw like 500 yards.
Yeah. 33. Yep. Yeah. It's hard to pin that on him. But the Patricia thing definitely makes sense. And you could, I don't think Kyle Shanahan was necessarily distracted by he lost his playbook at the Super Bowl. he's clearly distracted by something.
It's a great case. So how long until the Rams' next offensive coordinator? We're doing an emergency pod about him being hired as a head coach somewhere this time next year.
Yeah. This time next year probably happens. We'll see who hires. Sorry. So what do we have? Let's do a quick reset on the coaching hires. We have five middle-aged white guys have been hired by various NFL teams. Brian Daboll hired by the Giants. Let's see if I can do this off the top of my head. Matt Eberflus hired by the Bears. Josh McDaniels hired by the Raiders. I mean, obviously, Kevin O'Connell hired by the Vikings. And
the one that kicked us off, the first hire of the cycle was?
I'm already forgetting it.
Nathaniel Hackett.
Nathaniel Hackett with the Broncos. Yeah. Yeah. I would say all kind of intriguing, but I don't want to say underwhelming.
It's horrible.
What's that?
The best name so far has definitely been McDaniels, just because of his history in the league and taking the job one time and not taking it and connection to the Patriots. And
I think it's hard to know which of these guys will be good, but I would say they're all like seeing eye singles or like, you know, B's or, you know, C+, B-, hires. Like, I just don't, there's nobody you'd be like, that's a freaking A+ or that's an F, you know, like, I don't think anybody skews one way or the other.
I know you're big on kind of just checking in on the press conferences, introductory press conferences. Would you say probably Daboll the most impressive?
Yeah, I like Daboll. He gives me.
He was messing with the media.
He's like, yeah, you're late. And everybody got mad on Twitter, which was hilarious.
Not going to work real great when the Giants are 3-12 and heading into Week 16. But
right,
works for you now.
That's right. All right,
Brian,
go get him, Daboll. That's the Kevin O'Connell is not officially hired, but is technically going to be the guy in Minnesota emergency podcast.
Vikings a playoff team next year?
If Aaron Rodgers is gone, yes.
If he's there, are they a playoff team?
Maybe. I would guess their playoff odds will be like yes plus 115, no minus 120. Just because we think that Tom Brady gone, Sean Payton's gone. So one team out of there.
You were fighting, least, you know, the Saints were in the mix this year. Yep.
At least two teams out of the NFC West. Yeah, maybe the Vikings are favored to make the playoffs. Because you don't, I mean.
At this point, you're not counting on two teams out of the NFC South. We've talked about that division winner might be 8-9.
Or the NFC East, really. You can get two for sure, but like it's not guaranteed. NFC is weak. Take a job anywhere other than the NFC West right now. That's the place to do it, man.
Yeah, all right. The depth is not there.
All right. That's it for the Kevin O'Connell Emergency Podcast. Deba, as always, buddy, a pleasure. We will, I'm sure we'll talk to you guys. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow and more in the future. See ya.
Very exciting podcast coming tomorrow.
Oh.
One of the most excited we've been in a long time, right?
The Jim Breach. And
a Hall of Famer.
Guest. A Hall of Famer.
Hall of Famer. One of the best to ever do it at his position.
That's right. Very excited for it. We will see you guys on Thursday.
Hey, everyone. This is Jimmy Conrad, your favorite former U.S. Men's National Team player and the host of the Call It What You Want podcast. And I'm here to tell you that Vuori is a versatile clothing brand that speaks my language. It's inspired from the coastal California lifestyle, just like me. Its products stand the test of time, just like me. And also just like me, it endeavors to inspire others to live vibrant, healthy lives. Vuori gear is designed to look great in everyday life while also being perfect for any workout activity. I'm currently rocking the men's Sunday performance jogger, and don't let the name deceive you. You can wear these babies any day of the week and in any situation. I'm talking going to the office, running errands, the gym, whatever your heart desires, because Vuori is an investment in your happiness. For our listeners, they are offering 20% off your first purchase. So get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet at Vuori.com/sports. That's Vuori.com/sports. Not only will you receive 20% off your first purchase, but enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75 and free returns. Again, go to Vuori.com/sports and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing.